Recently, I was reminded of a physical law, a law of physics, goes something like this. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. By that, I mean if you push against a wall, the law of physics says that wall pushes back to you the same intensity you push against the wall. I was up a ladder when I was reminded of this law, 8 feet up a ladder. Had to pick up a piece of wood that weighed about 30 pounds. And as I pushed the wood to the back of a shelf, suddenly this law kicked into action. It saw myself and the ladder as one entity. And suddenly, that energy passed through me, through the ladder, and the bottom of the ladder kicked out about 12 inches. So I found myself precariously hanging from a shelf about 8 feet in the air above a ladder that was about to fall. And I thought, boy, I could get injured any second. And I learned something about myself. I learned that I'm a very proud person because I thought, you know, about now I should call out, help, somebody help me. But I didn't want to. The reason for that is that my staff would come running in and they'd see me hanging from an 8 foot shelf and think, this looks stupid, what an idiot this guy is. So I looked around and on my right hand, on my right side was a steel cabinet. And I thought, if I reach out from the shelf, I can put my foot in the cabinet and save myself. And that's what I did. You see, we'll not call out for help if we think we can save ourselves, because we're proud creatures. And why should we anyway, if we can save ourselves? Now the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you have not called on the name of the Lord, it's because you think you can save yourself. And you say, what do you mean save yourself? What are you talking about? Well, you may not realize that, but you're hanging in a very precarious position. When you think about it, you and I are hanging from this life over eternity, every one of us. And in an instant, we could fall through death. Now in the back of your mind, you're thinking, yeah, if that happens, if there's a God, there's a judgment day, if there's a heaven or hell, I'll be fine. My hope is that I'm a good person. That's how you think you can save yourself. Now what I'd like to do this morning is show you that what you're hoping is actually a parachute filled with holes. What you're doing is extremely dangerous. What I want to do is show you there is no steel shelf or anything for you to put your foot on to save yourself. So, you're trusting your own righteousness to save you on the day of judgment, if there's going to be a day of judgment. You think you're basically a good person. Well, let's see if you are. Let's look at the commandments and see God's standard morality. The first of the Ten Commandments is, you shall have no other gods before me. Is God first in your affections? Do you love the God who gave you life? You and I should. He gave us taste buds to enjoy good food. He's lavished his goodness upon us. We have a free land to be in. You can enjoy the pleasures of this life, good food, and friendship, health. You've got a mind to think with, ears to hear with, eyes to see with. You're not some person in Africa as part of some famine lying on the ground with flies crawling across your face. God has greatly blessed you as a person. So you should love God and put Him first in your affections. Do you do that? And some of you might say, yeah, I do that. I love God. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever used God's name in vain? You say, oh yeah, once or twice. So you've taken the name of the God who lavished His goodness upon you, gave you life, and used it as a cuss word to express disgust. Folks, that's called blasphemy, when you use God's name as a cuss word. Adolf Hitler's name wasn't despised enough to use as a cuss word. And you've taken the name of the God who gave you life, and blasphemed it. Which shows that you don't love God. And the problem is this, that you probably created a God to suit yourself. The Bible says there is one God. He is perfect, holy, and righteous. And the Bible says He'll by no means clear the guilty. What you've done is transgressed the second of the Ten Commandments, which says you shall not make yourself a graven image. That means you shouldn't make a God to suit yourself, either with your hands or with your mind. Go across to the sixth commandment, which says you shall not kill. You say, well, I haven't killed anybody. The Bible says if you get anger without cause, you're in danger of judgment. The scriptures say whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Or the seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Maybe you've not committed adultery, but listen to what Jesus said. He said, but I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever lied or stolen? The Bible says no liar will inherit the kingdom of God, no thief. In fact, the Bible says all liars are their part in the lake of fire. See, if you're trusting in your own goodness to save you, realize you're not good. You're like the rest of us. Your conscience is defiled, the Bible says. It even says you've got an evil conscience. What you do when you judge yourself is judged by a standard you don't even judge other people with. That's because your conscience is dead. You know it's wrong to lie and steal and lust and blaspheme. So on the day of judgment, you'll be guilty, and the Bible says you'll end up in hell. That's not God's will. Folks, the same judge that condemns us, the Bible says, is rich in mercy. Even though we're guilty, he's provided a way for you to be forgiven. He's provided a way of escape. He's provided a way so that your case can be dismissed. And the way he did it was becoming a human being in Jesus Christ and giving his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. Jesus paid your fine in his life's blood so you could leave the courtroom on the day of judgment. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, God offers you the gift of everlasting life. Please today come to your senses. Repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says you'll pass from death unto life. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you and keep you.